Hello everybody, Ryushikaze here from thelivestream.net, but you're probably getting tired of me saying that by now. I'm back with yet another Fan's Eye View commentary, this time it's Final Fantasy Unlimited Penetration, number 17, Frog, the Smallest Great Adventure. I'm joined tonight by Jess, Soak Your Fat Head, Soak, Carly, Cassie, and Rhett. So, if you're already up at 0000 before the episode, right before the title starts spinning in, we'll get started in 1, 2, 3, click.
Because the episode is named Frog?
Yes.
Hey, it's that guy, and that guy,
and that other person.
And that girl, and that girl, and that girl.
And that guy. Oh, hey, it's that guy.
I was 8 episodes, still on the
air. That girl. And that guy.
Never say that. That's always a bad idea. No, it makes it like a Rubik's Cube.
Oh, the drugs are kicking in.
No, this is the drugs wearing off. Let's be frank. This is Sid we're talking about.
Well, if he licks the frog, maybe they'll come back on.
Oh, hell, Hypnotoad.
I see a mud. That is actually not the strangest thing I've seen in this show.
Nope. Hello! Our submarine is sinking! What are we going... Wait a sec, why is this a problem again?
I don't know. Maybe it doesn't work on mud.
Does this mean we get to see Kazakh turn into a frog? Because that would be pretty awesome.
I shall reveal nothing.
He can't. How else would he penetrate?
You're right. He has to turn into a piggy.
Have you seen this show? They'll find a way.
Okay, that's kind of cute. Chica!
Okay.
Oh god, it's the opening song. Good night, guys.
Now they just need to have a disclaimer. It sounds like this episode may cause seizures if the frog is looking at the screen like that.
Now it's time for Sid's Adventures as a Frog. He's going to get into major trouble. Well, this is just kind of a gag episode, but also it's supposed to be Sid's character piece.
You have a lovely voice, Tim.
Thank you.
Which she has not yet done the video, man.
I should record the internet is for porn later tonight, now that I'm thinking about it.
Do it.
Yes, do it.
It's for porn.
Okay, that's new.
Actually, it's kind of old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, it's that guy.
He will guide you into the penetration that happens in this world.
Yes.
See? Seizures.
Get him.
I think he's saying gecko.
Get him. Next week on Sergeant Frog.
we're all going to die horribly,
isn't it wonderful?
Golan was turned into a frog in Chrono Trigger. It didn't stop him from wielding the
mask. This is where you break out the dividing driver.
Well, there is one point. Glenn was still human-sized.
Well,
also, he was fucking badass.
Wait, so no one heard that frog talking?
So, Sis the frog.
Yes.
Okay.
And she just kicked a frog. What a bitch. Because no one else knows how to pilot a submarine.
You have to have special crazy to operate anything Sid makes.
Well, Kase, that's his name?
Oh, man.
Kase.
Yeah, he might be able to if he gets a chance to penetrate something with the submarine.
You just ate him!
And yes, you've now hit upon the running joke for this episode. Sid is delicious.
That's gross.
Oh my god, I'm getting excited.
Then you walk into girls changing their clothes or showering. Oh
yeah.
Girls.
I wonder, is it the two girls in there? No?
That might be the most exciting thing that has ever happened in this show.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
Or maybe it's Kaze.
Wait for
it. It's gonna be something disturbing, isn't it?
I really hope it's Kaze.
Oh god, the rationalization. Because it's me, I'm not being naughty.
Yeah.
I'm gonna borrow that.
It's a guy! I knew it was gonna be a guy. It's Sully. He has very, womanly legs.
Well, of course he does. He has to protect his girlish figure. And his girlish scream.
Gotta be the girl.
Oh! That was exciting.
You know, normally when he walks naked out of his, his bathroom, he tells me hello. He doesn't start talking about frogs.
How much did you want to bet that was the first penis she's ever seen?
Look, I was gonna eat him.
No, he only eats hair.
Red, you are eating very loudly still.
Really?
I don't know what you're doing, but it's coming through very loudly.
Oh, sorry, it's probably my shift key.
Why could that other frog talk and he can't?
Because the other frog was a wizard, and Sid is a Pokemon.
Yeah,
and he can even be a monster just like I there! But these kids...
No, don't push him down the toilet! Oh my god, I wanna cry!
In so many ways, these kids are the anti-Palamonporum.
So, yes. He's going to end up in the ocean, just like Nemo did.
That is animal abuse right there. Where there's nothing but mud outside. That's a smart move.
Of course it's not normal mud. Everything in this place is not normal.
Sid, even when he's a frog, he's a motherfucking scientist.
He's so cute.
Did he
How did he pop out of that?
Time and space fuckery.
Yeah.
Oh, bother.
Wow.
I already expect this kind of thing.
The Choco Sisters.
Oh my god.
I saw that lady before.
Yes, it's Choco Baba and Choco Lina.
There's two of them, wow.
Choco Lina? Isn't that from Final Fantasy 13, too?
Why do you have to
Yeah.
I was just... That's the name of the girl who you buy stuff from.
Yeah, so it's Baba... Chocoline, I think is... And then Chocolina.
She's not gonna kiss him, is she?
That is exactly what Sid fears happening.
She has, like, balls for her chin.
They're not going to kiss. I'd rather she kissed a frog.
I'm disturbed by the size of their earlobes. They look like earlobes that have been pierced and broadened out by large piercings, except they don't have holes in them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just imagine if these old ladies were like Galley fan girls.
So like all old ladies then.
That's not true.
Any old lady that doesn't that claims they're not a Yaoi fan is lying probably to themselves and definitely to everybody else. Yeah. Oh, Chocoimo. Chocobaba and Chocoimo.
Let me guess, he's going to appear in the mud again.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so...
There's such thing as the frog prince? Oh, is that the person who turned him into a frog?
No, it's the legend of the frog prince.
Oh.
Are they really showing math equations?
Yes. Sid is doing the trans-dimensional theory equations in his head as a fucking frog.
So, this episode's point is to develop his character, but really all it is somebody turns him into a frog, and he turns himself back?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay, now he appeared in a coffee? What the hell?
So weird.
This might be the weirdest episode yet.
Wow.
And that's saying something.
I didn't really need a close-up of a frog's nostrils.
We absolutely needed one.
No.
It is narratively vital. It was the director's vision.
Let me guess, he's trying to get into her panties.
Perverse. Perverse glow.
Really? She uses her magic for this?
Yep.
But almost every time they're in danger, she doesn't use it.
She's only allowed to use it when it's completely unnecessary.
That would be a limitation for a superhero. I can only use my powers when it doesn't matter.
Well, hey, I'm only invisible when you're not looking at me, you know, for Mystery Men.
Yes, I was thinking of that. I can't do it when you're watching.
Reminds me, have any of you ever seen Tiger and Bunny?
I don't know what that is.
It's a Japanese anime about Western-style superheroes. And it's
That's
awesome.
Probably why I don't know what it is. That leg...
Like a big
okay.
Penis.
His
leg looks like a big penis, no?
And then
yeah,
Kaze drops his pants.
Oh my god.
For a second, because of the angle, I didn't know it was a foot. I thought... Is that a
Oh my god. Is he gonna kiss him?
Isn't it not kind of predictable from him?
That'd be hilarious.
I really don't know him in this penetration. It makes sense that one of his legs looks like a penis.
It'd be like every single reality fangirl's dream come true if you kissed him.
Because he's got the high collar like Benson and Oren. How you can tell a man is broody if you can't see his mouth.
Shut up, guy.
Crying.
That's animal cruelty, guy.
I like how absolutely nobody comes to the obvious conclusion. We have a strange creature on board. Sid is missing. Huh, I wonder if there's a connection.
Yeah, in a world where magic wasn't commonplace, I would, you know, be less surprised.
Yeah.
Motorboat those puppies.
Oh, just give him a moment. He'll totally motorboat it.
It's your mom.
So, first things first, kids, we're jettisoning you overboard.
Yay!
It feels like it's masturbating. Especially now that the girl came up. And now he has some cream.
Butter. She's gonna cook him. Or mayonnaise. Maybe it's supposed to be white.
White and mayonnaise is different.
This is a very disturbing episode.
Is this how she's gonna kiss him? Lame.
That's just funny.
You know, we missed out on a hilarious moment here. Where he changed back without his clothing and all that covered him was two pieces of bread.
When I said sandwich, that's what I was talking about.
The girl is still in complete and utter shock.
Yay, he's there.
He looks like the happiest person.
Dick Frog is a dick.
You mad, bro?
Of course he's mad. He's a mad scientist, after all. Everybody get naked! It's absolutely vital for my plan! Somehow. I was that motherfucking frog, you dumbasses!
You motherfuckers.
Look at that, Scully.
And you guys are too retarded to... Job, the conclusion from
you have made Sid mad. You have made him hit his limit break.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
The motherfucking drills have come out.
He's penetrating too now.
Oh, yeah.
Double penetration.
Buckle down, bitches.
I can't get over him being naked. I don't take him seriously anymore. Especially the way he was just bending over.
Okay, you took him seriously before?
Yeah, I don't think he was ever supposed to be taken seriously. Sid, so motherfucking badass, he can grab and rip open rifts in space-time.
Penetrating.
He is thrusting boldly into the cracks of space.
This could only happen in this show.
He is boldly going forth into that pink cleft.
Yes.
To arrive at the wetness beyond.
Well, yeah, he's the only effective person on the whole ship.
Who's Jane? Oh, it's Chef.
They're in Jane.
Oh.
Damn.
It looks like he's stalking him.
Well, I just got a new fetish.
She's like, oh.
And Kaza still stands around and does nothing.
Yep.
She was flushing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She now has a new fetish involving mayonnaise.
And frogs.
Yeah.
Or at least Sid.
Or all three.
Kinky.
Gonna have a foursome that way.
Now it's time for the... Oh, you're not staying for the second one?
No, I'm just joking.
Why would he want to bring all the pain? Get it.
Well, you want to know why? Because the pain is the only way to deal with their massive enlarged hearts. I still can't get over just how much better the animation quality is for the ending here.
Well, with penetration, it's okay to have some pain. Pain.
Auto-tune!
And there we go.
Love White Cloud.
I predict that next episode, Kaza will stand around and do nothing again, like he did for the past few episodes.
I think it's penetrating.
He must be, like, bottling up so much tension. He has not penetrated anything in, like, 3 episodes.
We get a battle with his rival next episode, so consider just how epic the load he blows is going to be.
Oh, I cannot wait. So excited.
Excellent.
heard me. Monkey.
Yes, I'm not sure why.
Because monkey. Monkey is always a good reason.
Are you going to count us down to when we push play?
Huh? Yeah. So it's going to be... I'm going to introduce us all, and then 1, 2, 3, click. On click, we go.
Okay, gotcha.